I was getting the silence, but
that's you didn't okay. say 6 seconds of silence. How am I supposed to know you're getting silence if you don't tell me?
Because I don't look at you when it's silence.
What? Start over. Sorry. I missed my cue. Start over. Just start over. Stop looking at me like. No. Jay.
Okay. All right. Stop. All right. For real this time. Okay. Okay. Here we go.
Coming to you.
Okay. All right.
I am so going to throw this bottle of water at you. Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your chilled couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, November 5th, 2012.
And this is episode 82. Yay. 82. Wow, we're like 18 away from 100.
Are we going to do something special?
I don't know. I know. That's just, I don't know.
We should have, no, never mind. Well, we should have a big round table.
A big round table. People showing up, have like a live show, a Google Hangout. And we can like have people come in and just pop in and out and. That's what she said and all that good stuff. But yeah, we want to thank Pretty Lights Music for letting us use their music for our intro and outro. You can find them at prettylightsmusic.com. You can go out there, support those guys. They do some great work out there. He's got, you know, he's doing a few concerts actually in New York. And you know, he doesn't, you know, mind if we use his music for our podcast and everything, which is awesome. I mean, and then also if you got that on the site, you can grab his albums and, you know, you pay what you want type deal. And it's really some pretty cool music out there. So, this weekend was very wet and cold.
It wasn't great.
No, it wasn't
at all. And we spent most of it inside. Right. Up.
But before we start talking about this past weekend, we need to jump back a weekend that happened last.
Yeah.
Not this past weekend, but the weekend before that.
Yeah, because we missed something on last show.
Right, we did. We failed to mention our pumpkin that we carved.
We carved our first Valentine pumpkin.
I know. Yay. It was pretty cool. And it was just really fun to. Yeah. To sit down and really carve the right. pumpkin. And I'm going to see if I can find the picture so I can show the chat room. Yeah. But I know that you'll be putting one out there.
Yeah, I'll put one there. So when I was a kid, my dad always carved the pumpkin every year. But this is how he carved it. Triangle eyes, triangle nose, mouth with two teeth.
Right.
And that was... Every year, that's how we carve the pumpkin. So, I did my first pattern carving this time.
Right. So, I ordered a kit from what's that place called? Pumpkin Masters.
Right.
And I, you know, carved this pumpkin for the very first time, and it was fun. We did something plain. It wasn't plain, but it was the easiest design.
Yeah, because
that was out there.
I wanted something easy to start with.
Right, and it was really cool to So they had a tip where they said cut the bottom of the pumpkin instead of the top to put the candle in because it's easier to put the so the candles won't fall out
and everything else.
You don't have to understand, you know. But we ended up getting LED lights and dropped them in there anyway.
Yeah, so it would have been better if you put it at the top.
Well,
actually.
It didn't matter, really. And so, cut the bottom out. Renee, she scooped out the guts.
I did. I'm a great gut scooper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, she did that, and I took the seeds and I roasted them with cayenne pepper, some other Cajun seasoning.
Gross. Roasted pumpkin.
But well, we didn't have roasted pumpkin, but we had roasted pumpkin seeds. Well, that's because you couldn't eat them. Kim and Danielle thoroughly enjoyed them. You and Dee.
I never really liked them. I just suck on the outside and I spit it out.
Which is fine. I mean,
sounds really gross. Yep. But yeah, I'm not a big fan of pumpkin seeds, and right. I never have been really.
Okay. That's I respect that. I'm not going to knock you for that. So, and then also on Wednesday, which was after the show, which was Halloween, mm-hmm. which was also, I meant to say something to you, that was 4 years, 4 years to the day that I asked you to marry me.
I know.
Because I asked you
to marry. It was our engagement anniversary. Didn't even say anything.
I know, because, you know, that was really weird. I think because we kind of gave each other early anniversary gifts. Mm-hmm. Because we've been so busy and stuff, so.
And did we talk about the stuff that we put on the trees and the bushes we decorated?
Yeah, so
we couldn't find any for a while for
right,
some reason.
Right, so we decorated the house. Mm-hmm. You know, we had the little fake spider webs on the bushes.
It looked good.
Along the trees, mm-hmm. had tombstones in the lawn. We had a witch in the on the walkway. It was like a little stake, kind of like a scarecrow. And it said, "Stop in for a spell, my little pretties." and then, what was? Oh, and we had some gel letters on the, you know.
Yeah, we had gel, like pumpkins, and what did the letters say? Boo.
Boo to you.
Boo to you. So it was the first time we really celebrated Halloween.
Right.
And so it was awesome in our new house. So
right.
And then Halloween came around.
Right, and we went and bought a bag of candy.
Yep.
We took our heater up front.
Yep. I even had little cat ears on.
And I had my big afro on, dressed up like Big Perm, Big mm-hmm. Worm from Friday. Because I have another costume that I want to do that I'm not going to reveal now, that I'm going to work on through the year. So I had on my, you know, Big Worm outfit, you know. And then we had the door open. The whole house was lit up. Mm-hmm. And
we threw open the door and we were ready.
Had the heater up front because it was cold. Mm-hmm. And no one, not one soul.
Nobody came.
It stopped by.
Nobody.
And I opened the candy up already. You know?
So we couldn't take it back. So, I mean, I expected at least one. We're kind of like in the back, so I didn't expect that many, but I didn't expect right. nobody to show up.
Right.
So I felt really sad.
Yeah.
So Jay had to take the candy to work the next day.
Right. So I took that candy to work the next day and everything, and you know, it's kind of how, you know, how that Halloween went. I mean, I can't remember what we had to eat that day, but yeah,
I don't remember either.
So jumping, you know, a week later, you know, we went to Alltech Horse Show.
Squeeze!
Which was wonderful. Awesome. You know, this was kind of sort of, although to me, I want to do it because for celebration of, you know, our engagement and stuff like that, you know, just to, you know, a little something. I know right. you love horses.
Oh my gosh, you it know. Was amazing.
So go ahead, tell everybody about the Alltech Horse Show.
Yeah, so we went to Lexington, Kentucky, which is only about 45 minutes away, to the Alltech Horse Show. And the day that we went, at the time we went, they were having hunter jumping. So it's just where they jump over the obstacles and they have to do it in a certain amount of time with the least amount of faults. So we watched. So we got there and it was smaller than we thought, which was cool. We went and we saw one competition. It was awesome. But then we went and walked around and I bought a little stuffed, well, Jay bought me a stuffed horse.
I felt bad because I tweeted a picture. I tweeted and said, Renee is so happy, which you were.
I was.
And I said, we got a horse.
Yep.
Which we did.
We did.
And the thing was, the reason we got the horse, here's the reason why we got the stuffed horse. Because we were talking about, the different features of a horse. We were talking about the sock, which the markings on a horse, where she said she wanted a horse where they had the white socks on the feet, which is called socks. And then the blaze, is that
the blaze is
with the blaze is
down.
The white stripe that mm-hmm. goes between, you know, the face and yep. everything. And we start walking around the horse park and everything, and we saw a stall that or a vending booth. Yeah.
A vending
booth. A booth.
A
vendor selling a bunch of, you know, plus I was looking for a hat too.
Wanted to be like the dude in the ring.
I did. I wanted a little derby hat. I wanted a pimp. I wanted to be like a pimp, you know. I wanted
a derby pimp.
Yeah, man, because he was pretty cool. He had his long boots on and everything else.
But if you had clothes like that, you look like you were like 85 years old, though. But that's the problem.
He was still cool, though.
He was 85 years old.
He was, but he was still cool. So I wanted the hat, right? But
that's
so
a grandpa outfit.
So we saw that was a distinguished Englishman's outfit. You tell him, Jeff.
He wasn't even Englishman.
Well, I mean, the riding style is English, though.
Riding style is English.
Okay, but anyway, so we walk around. We see this horse in the little bag, and I'm like, "Oh, babe, that's like the horse you said you wanted." I was like, "You should totally get it because everything else is like super expensive at this place."
Oh my gosh, it was crazy expensive.
And I was like, "You should get it because one, I want you to remember, and I want to remember as well. And I know how you like stuffed animals too, you know, because a lot of them, you gave to your cousins.
I did because I had a billion stuffed animals,
right?
And so, it was a little too much.
And he was like, "Oh, it's gonna be weird for me to have a stuffed animal." I was like, "No, it's fine, you know." And I mean, we have a stuffed Spock and stuffed Kirk, and you know, stuffed Dr. McCoy. You know,
this is true. So I got to be really close to the horses that jumped. And we even, oh, and the funniest part.
Right.
I didn't know as the horses are jumping, they just poop. They're just poop with no problem. I'm like, what are they doing?
It's so amazing. It's like these horses jump over the fence or the obstacles. And it's like mid jump, these poop just start dropping out of their butt.
It's like, how can you, like, they have no problem just pooping wherever they go.
I know.
It's crazy.
I was jealous. I was amazed a little bit.
Like Jake said, I wish I could do that. I was like, where would you do that?
Well, you know, I have to run around with chaps on and stuff like that to be able to pull it off, you know.
Assless chaps.
Nah, I didn't say assless chaps because you always get on to me. If I say assless chaps, you'll say chaps are assless. You know, but if I don't put lotion, if I put lotion on, they'll be assless also.
Yeah, I guess so. That was a stretch, but I guess we'll go with that. So the horse show was great, and we saw some art that we really want to get, and it was just a really good time, and I really enjoyed myself, and I could definitely go to another horse show.
Yeah,
I love horses that much.
Yep, and I told Renee a confession too. You know, I was like
confession?
About how I find women in horse gear, the riding gear, extremely attractive.
This was news to me.
And
you learn something every day about
somebody. I just find them extremely attractive.
So I know what I should be buying soon.
Oh yeah.
Just saying.
That's what I'm talking about.
So we had a good weekend.
Yep.
It was great. Technology.
All right. So this past week in tech is a big gripe session for me. So on Thursday morning, we woke up and, you know, I checked my phone. You know, even though I have my weather station, I still check the weather on it just to kind of see what's going to happen throughout the day. And I noticed that my weather didn't update and I noticed that I didn't have Wi-Fi. So I thought we was having an issue with the router. So I came in, rebooted the router, then rebooted the modem, and everything came back up. And then 5 minutes later, it was back down.
Oh,
so,
no.
And we both
I have were to have my internet.
Right. And we both were working from home that day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm scrambling, trying to figure out what's going on. I'm on the phone with our cable provider to figure out if it's their end or my end. And it comes down to that my old Netgear N600 right here went bad.
How old was that?
It's a little over, I think it's about 2 years old. Under 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So this router went bad. It's an N600 dual band. And we bought this around about when we got our new PCs and everything else, and a lot of streaming, we start doing a lot more streaming in our house.
Right. Yeah. It's just And I don't know anything about that techie stuff. Jay deals with all that. I'm just like, Jay, it's not working. And he comes and fix it for me like,
right,
like it should be, because a woman doesn't know about them technology things.
No, that's not it. It's not it at all. So we had a new router here that was a single band. And basically, what I did, I plugged that one in and everything worked. So we were pretty much limping along with the single band and everything else so that we can work. And I was trying to do some research to get another router. So I was doing some research, working, you know, talking with our enterprise information security people at work that really, you know, I was trying to, you know, not just go get the default. You know, what I wanted to do was go get another Netgear.
You were stressing.
I was.
You were stressing over this, and I could visibly see it. And
right.
I could see in your face. You were like, what am I going to do? I don't know what to do.
Well, there's a couple of things. One, you know, we talked about getting the Nest, mm-hmm. you know, and we talked about, I mean, and we have vacation coming up soon, and we have some things that we, you know, want to do. And I'm just like, oh, man, you know, do I? And plus, we're in this house now, this bigger house.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's 1,800 square feet. It's shaped like an L. The dude that lived here insulated very well. Even the interior walls are insulated. So it's hard to get, you know, Wi-Fi signals in all here right. sometimes. So basically, I was trying to find something that will work well in our house. So I was tossed between a Asus RT56NU.
Oh, is it Asus?
Yeah.
I always say Asus.
Yeah, Asus. Asus, whatever.
It's probably Asus. I don't
Asus.
Know.
Asus, whatever. You know,
Asus.
You say I like Asus. Asus.
I
say
was just Asus, wondering.
You say Asus.
Oh, okay. I thought I was saying it wrong.
Well, I don't know which one it is. It doesn't matter.
You're supposed to know everything.
Nope. No, I don't. And then a Bridge Technology. Both of these were... yes, thank you, Asheo.
He's Australian. You can't.
Yeah, sure I can.
You can't.
He typed
depend
it
on
first.
Him for anything.
He typed it first. But so basically, we did. I was tossed between those, and I ended up getting the Asus. And the Asus, that's what same company that does our motherboard. They do also. They did some of the first netbooks and everything else, and they make very, 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 very reliable hardware. And so, you know, I got this Asus RT56NU,
mm-hmm.
and we got it in on Thursday. No, we got it in on Friday, and I installed the router on Friday, and it took a little longer because it was a whole new GUI and everything else. And when I got it installed, I did a couple of speed tests to see, you know, make sure we was getting the full 30 meg down and 3 meg up.
Right.
And, you know, on the PCs, on the wired connections, it did it, you know, fine. I usually just do it once on a PC. And then I took my iPhone, and I did it. And I noticed that it was stalled about 90% in. And then all of a sudden, I would look over. And my modem reboot, my router reboot, and I was like, what's going on?
And I was very patient, wasn't I?
No, this was Friday. Now,
I was
this
patient
is,
on Friday.
Yeah, but you knew I was working on that. So mm-hmm. So I was like, that's odd. So I updated the firmware to the latest one, and then I did the speed test again. It was, you know, hit and miss a little bit. You know, I was like, you know what, I'm going to let it run for this week and everything. And everything else, Saturday was quiet, but Saturday was quiet because we weren't here. And I just didn't realize that. And then Sunday, you know, we were playing more WoW, and we got disconnected. And I looked over, and it was the same thing. You know, modem shut down, router shut down.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what's really going on? And then everything came back up. And then 45 minutes later, when we were running a dungeon, same thing happened again. So I was like, okay, let me quit ignoring this. Let me see what's going on. So I did some research and everything. Come to find out, it's a common problem with this particular router. And it's not a hardware issue, is the odd thing. It's actually a firmware issue. So they said if you roll back to, you know, a previous firmware, and they listed it, and I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people still got it, and some people didn't. We still kind of got it. But then there are some developers out there that have developed a Linux a Linux firmware version that's custom code for this device that works. And I, at that point, I was like, you know what? I'm done, because I don't really like tinkering with a lot of tech when I'm at home.
You don't, that's too much work. You
would rather... because I want to play my games. I want to watch my television. I want to watch, you know, Apple TV and everything else. So we went to Costco and picked up a Netgear N900, which is their top line next to their new band, which is the AC, which I didn't, we're not going to get that. I mean, it's like $200.
Yeah, we're not getting that.
So we got their N900 and I brought it home. I restarted the modem, plugged up the router. And by the time I got set, I set down my PC, which was like 15 seconds later. I mean, everything was up and going. And then I just went ahead and did all the configurations and everything else. And, you know, and I'm happy right now. So that was the technical dilemma that we had going on.
It was cool, but...
it was not cool.
No, but it turned out cool. We're able to have the show right now, right?
Right, yep. So we're able to, you know, do the show. And I noticed that there's not a lot of lag, but I think that may have been the issue that we've been seeing when we're at home and the N600 was dying and it will come back. We will lose internet for like 10 seconds and stuff.
Yeah,
but
I have to I have to have internet. It's crazy.
Well, is that, and then when you work from home.
Yeah, I have to have it.
Right. When you work from home, there's some jobs that you run. If your connection drops, then you're gone. So.
Yep.
But yeah, with that router, we're gonna bump into a little bit of media. Maybe there will be a reality show called When Routers Go Bad.
Media.
That sounds like a boring show.
No, that sounds like a scary show. Like you said, routers going bad, man. People without internet, and it's chilly in here.
You kind of pathetic a little bit. Oh my God, I don't have internet. I have all this other stuff, but I don't have internet.
First world problems. I know. We don't have internet. Oh my goodness.
That's not even first world problems. That's like geek world problems or something. It's crazy.
That is. I mean, to unplug. That's like
unplugged. You could call it unplugged, like MTV's unplugged, but it would be about okay.
Yep. And Ashay was right. I mean, we do have a spare working router in here now. It's the single band one that we have, and that's where we kind of lucked up, you know, where we did have that that spare router. So but yeah. Oh, that's probably what did it.
Did what?
You're adjusting your camera.
Yeah, because I was way on the other side of the camera. I realized. And I'm going to be more in the center.
Yep, I can't find the remote control for the heater because...
That's okay, it's warm. It's cozy.
It's cozy, okay.
Cozy to me. So, we didn't watch our movie, whatever. I don't know why we didn't watch it.
Yeah, and it was one that we
had
really...
time, I just don't know why.
Well, Saturday we were at the Alltech, and then we were playing WoW.
WoW did it because we were trying to get to 90. So
and we did.
It was WoW.
Yep.
So we'll talk about that. All right. Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and open up Netflix here.
Yeah.
And we're going to see what Renee is going to roll. Renee was thinking about skipping doing the movies by chance because she is extremely busy at work.
Yep, and I have to work nights to get some stuff done. So
there's a good, well, we're gonna go ahead and say it. More than likely, you know, don't be surprised. We probably won't watch this week, but we're gonna roll.
Because what else is new?
Well, we have vacation coming up in 2 weeks,
right?
You know, and you know, this would be a good way to get you know, stuff set up so that when we're on vacation, we're at the hotels or wherever we are, we have time to watch stuff like this. So, yeah.
All right. Let me.
So go ahead and give those dice a roll. Let's see what we get.
54
is
about that for being quick.
The girl with the dragon tattoo. Didn't we see this?
Is that the new one?
This is the one that came out in 2009.
Is it the American version or the other version? Who's it starring? And I'll tell you.
Man, Som, Hater, Ken,
No.
Kivnor.
No. Yeah, this is the Swedish version.
Okay, so we're going to read subtitles?
Yes. I think.
Probably. I don't want to read. Well, okay, that's fine.
I like subtitles.
As long as they don't have that crazy scene in there.
They probably will. Yeah. They're both based on the book.
So what was the one that we watched with Deidre?
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. That was the American version.
Oh, okay.
That's why it was in English.
Oh, okay. So we're hearing from the chat room. It is the it is the good version.
Yeah, I have heard that too. I could have told you that.
Well, I want to. We have our chat room here.
Oh.
And I want to involve them. You know.
You're really nice.
You're really nice.
I'm not.
You're not?
No, we can go on. All right, so Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I'm gonna, if you watch it, we're gonna need to pay attention and read a little bit.
Yep. So it's gonna fall into that whole. So maybe that definitely one we'll do when we're traveling, along with the which one is it? Which one is it, babe? What? The gymnast one.
A
State of Mind. So those two we definitely will have, you know, keep those together. And I think Ong Bak 2, the beginning, I think that's subtitled too.
Okay. Yay.
Man, what's up with all this subtitle stuff?
Cultured.
I know, we're cultured.
Immersion learning.
Immersion. All right, so as you heard, we did hit level 90 on our first tunes, our mains.
And Jay hit it a day before I did.
Right. And that's because I was mining.
He's speedy.
I was mining and so that Renee can make me jewelry and gems because she's awesome like that.
And when I turned 90, I about freaked out. There was so many quests that popped up and dailies. I was like, no, how am I going to get everything done?
It's like I want to be like a horse with blinders on. I just want to be like, I have these quests. I'm going to finish these quests. It's like, I'm not going to do any dailies.
Do we do all the dailies or do we focus on one? Like, do we focus on the tillers?
I don't know.
I think people do all of them.
Well, I think some people figure out which ones they need and they do those. And then they go to the other ones. And then there are some that they hit 90 the week of release.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing all the dailies.
Right.
And they started complaining to Blizzard because there were so many dailies. Because it was taking all day.
Well, you don't have to do them, but I guess they feel like they have to do them.
Right, right. So, I mean, I don't want to get, you know, my rep up with the factions because I want that.
Well, we can do those first.
Well, I mean, I want to get that kite. I want to get that kite mount.
Well, it's understandable.
You know, that's just pretty cool.
Yeah, so I'm still enjoying WoW.
Right.
Now that I'm max level, it's nice. I get to farm, which is really relaxing to me.
And we get to do quests that we haven't finished.
Yeah.
Because we finished in town steps.
And we were doing instance the monastery. We hadn't done it yet.
The Shadowpan Monastery.
And right in the middle is when our internet went out.
Our last fight. The dude was down.
Very last fight. We were about to go fight him. And then
he was down below a million. I was getting ready to do Touch of Death so that he'll die right away. So he was like at 500,000.
And then we dropped.
We dropped. And we came back.
Of course we were kicked out. It was like half an hour later. I would have kicked me out.
Oh, I would have kicked me out too. I was just. Oh, that just, I lost my stuff, you know.
That's okay.
And Renee got worried. She gets worried when I get aggravated a little bit.
I feel like I'm going to exacerbate it a little bit.
Oh, Google time. No, I know what exacerbate means. Believe me, I know what that one means. It's not from you using it. It's from.
I know. So, WoW was good. And you did something cool. What did you do?
So after last Monday, you had to do some work. Renee had to do some work last Monday, so we didn't get to play WoW. So basically, I had said I was going to do a scary game. And this game got mentioned on Ladies of Leap that I was going to do this little project of playing a scary game. So I decided to go ahead. I had already planned anyway. My goal was to have it to be released mm-hmm. before Halloween, you know, for Halloween. And so I ended up playing Slender or Slender Man
right.
or whatever you want to call it. It's a game that's free to play and it messes with your mind. And it's the worst kind of game that I hate to play. It's the worst game because it's a game where your defense is running. You have a limited, whatever can protect you is limited,
right?
Which is in this case, a flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
And also, yeah. But anyway,
Jay was freaking out. Like the very first second he started, his eyes got really wide. And his breathing got fast.
Well, I put
it was crazy.
And it was right. I mean, it was the very beginning. I mean, when I hit start, you know, this creepy noise. The first thing I did was I took my headphones and put them on top of my head because I didn't want to hear it.
Jay was like, "Oh, noise!
What is that noise? What is that?
It was,
you know what I'm saying?"
And I just sat over there and smiled.
You know, so I think I spent probably like a 15, 18 minute video, and I think I played 5 minutes, if that.
Are you gonna do another one?
Yeah, I'm gonna do another one.
What's it going to be this time?
I don't know if I can do Alan Wake. I may do like Dead Space. Dead Space is limited ammo also, okay. But it may be a little bit before I get that one out.
I'm so proud of you for doing
it. So basically what I did put it up on YouTube. I also streamed it live here on our channel, and it was pretty cool to do technology-wise,
right.
Technical-wise, it was really cool to play in window mode and, you know, and be able to share that with people. And it was also, it's really funny. I go back, it's weird because I go back and I've watched it a couple of times mm-hmm. and I still get that anxiety.
Oh, really?
As I'm watching it. But I know what's going to happen. And then, you know,
you're a little anxious.
One of the first things that someone said was like, "Did you go in the bathroom?" I was like, "No.
I'm not doing that."
You know, because that was the one thing I knew that everybody seemed to talk about was like, you know, "Oh my God, I went to the bathroom and then blah, 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 blah." That's what they said. So, I mean, okay, the basis of the game is you have to find 8 pages. You're in this woods and each page, you know, as you find pages, dude walks faster. I don't know. All I know is... Dude looks like the freaking trees you're walking around. So I'm like spinning around and I'm thinking he's there, but he's not there.
Jay was into it. Like he takes it seriously.
But I need to play a game where I have a gun because that's the one I'm going to scream on because I'm going to lay down on the trigger and I'm going to be like homeboy. I'm going to be like that scene in Predator.
If you do that, then you're running ammo and then where will you be?
I'll probably press pause like I did and then quit.
Really?
Probably. Maybe. So, I mean, a lot of our audience is here. I mean, these folks have seen Predator, I would assume. And it's the part in the movie.
I haven't seen Predator.
I know.
I haven't seen a lot of movies.
We're going to rectify that. And it's the part in the movie when Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bo Duke, all those guys, they just lay down on the trigger and they just cut the whole jungle down around them. And that is how I want to play a scary game. I want to see a rat cross the screen,
right.
And I just lay down the trigger, and all of a sudden there's no wall there. So if I burn, and if I burn everything down, you know, nothing's coming to get
Jay
me.
Jay is interesting. Scary games aren't for you.
No, they're not. They are not
at
for
all.
Me.
It's all good.
That's right. I ain't got time to bleed. There he is.
I don't get it.
Shh, he's up in the tree. Yeah, I see you.
So,
I'm gonna get that because you need to watch that because that's some of the best.
There's a lot of movies that need to watch. I have never seen Rambo.
You need to watch
Rocky.
Rambo. You need to see Rocky 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I finally saw Aliens because I watched them recently.
Yep.
It's
oh,
bad.
Man. Oh, dude. Oh, so, babe. Oh.
So moving on.
Oh, and here, also what? In media.
What?
We were talking about on my costume, my Halloween costume.
Uh-huh.
The conversation came up of who I was.
Oh.
And I got asked if I was John Amos. And,
oh, God.
And
I was like,
and Renee said on Twitter, in front of everybody, who's John Amos?
Of course I'm going to say it in front of everybody.
I about lost my crap. I was like,
he thought I was kidding.
I thought was Renee, like, was kidding.
I had no idea who John Amos was. I'm like, John Amos?
I was
Amos?
Like, you don't know who John Amos is?
I was like, what did he playing?
I was like, Renee, you're black. You're supposed to know who John Amos
I was like, what did he playing? And Jay was like, he was the father of Good Times. So I was like, oh, I know him. But then Jay was thinking that I should have known him by name. Like,
I did.
Like, I know Oprah Winfrey. Or like,
Middleton.
I know Morgan Freeman.
Or Kate Middleton.
Anyway, so.
I'm
but
just saying.
I know a lot of African-American authors by actors by name. I know black people. So Jay continued to query everyone.
Yep.
Do you know John Amos? Do you know John Amos?
I did.
A lot of people did on Twitter, but we queried all three of my sisters, and
yep.
None of them knew.
And I came to the root of
John
the problem.
Amos was.
The root of the problem is your folks. I blame your mom and dad.
You can't expect them to teach me who John Amos was.
Sure, I can.
This little...
I can expect anything.
Anyway. I don't think you're right. But but now I know who John Amos is, so Jay can quit being embarrassed.
Yeah, I was embarrassed.
Embarrassed.
Were you embarrassed? Yes, I was embarrassed. Oh, yeah. So, and
people
then,
who don't watch this are going to think that was so weird.
Oh, yeah. They didn't get to see my little hand puppet that we got from
IKEA. What is the name on it?
Well, we call this one. This one.
No,
was,
no.
Huh?
It has a tag, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What does it say on the tag? Because you know how all of them have names. Everything has names in IKEA.
Oh, this is in honor of watching what's that movie we're gonna watch? Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah.
What? The name is Klappar Lantilg. KLAPPAR.
And lamb is called.
And then Lantilg.
Maybe that means lamb.
LIG.
I don't know. So,
I'm gonna Google that while you talk about the next
okay,
thing.
You can do that. So this has been talked to death, but we haven't talked about it yet. So you can tune us out if you've already heard too much about it. Disney bought Lucasfilms, and there's going to be a new Star Wars in 2015.
Ooh.
Yay. I'm excited. I'm very excited. Like, if I heard a lot of nerd rage. No, but really, were the last three Star Wars good? Really?
What do you mean there was only three? There were only three Star
Jay,
Wars.
Jay refuses to acknowledge the most recent three. So I mean, I'm interested to see what Disney does. Now, Disney did great when they bought Marvel and they put out the Avengers, which was amazing. Other people have said, well, they also put out John Carter, which wasn't good, and they've beaten the Pirates of the Caribbean.
But hold on.
Into the ground.
So, did they own Pirates of the Caribbean when they even from the very beginning?
Yes.
If they did,
that
was good.
Well, yeah, but now people are saying it's not good.
Well, that's because of Johnny Depp. Because
they used it up. You can't blame it all on Johnny
Depp. Sure, I can.
I love Johnny Depp.
He's fine. He's going to be Tonto in the Lone Ranger.
So,
I wonder what people are going to say about that.
Oh.
About
that it's racist and the normal thing when.
It's kind of like when they had Idris Elba. Go ahead and do your Idris Elba thing.
Oh, Idris Elba.
when he played. Christ, I forgot his name.
What?
In Thor.
Heimdall.
Oh, yeah, Heimdall, sorry. So everybody was upset about that, you know.
Jeffy said, if I see one more tweet, so is Leia a Disney princess now? I am going to cut a dude.
I'm with you, Jeffy. I mean, it's just like.
No, she's not a Disney princess. She's, no, it's different.
Yeah, well, all the headlines said, Disney has a new princess.
Of course they did.
It's Layla.
Because they have no Layla. I like that. Princess Layla.
Layla. He's like, really? Do you know what you're talking about?
So, yeah. So I'm excited to see what Disney does. It needs a breath of fresh air. So, yeah. I'm excited about Star Wars.
Yeah, people are already talking about who's going to, you know, who's going to direct the next.
Joss Whedon, please.
And, you know, they had like 20 people and I was clicking through them. And then all of a sudden, in that mix was M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, no.
I was like.
He messes up everything. I
was like, who made this list?
He ruined Avatar. I was so upset. He ruined Avatar.
Right. Ugh. I was like, who made it? Who made this list and why did they put him in here?
I can't even.
So this week, I've been reading. I've been jumping between Alex Cross, the book, which is Along Came a Spider. As well as the collection of stories of Driss Duerden by R.A. Salvatore. I've been enjoying both of them, and I happened to hit one of the short stories that R.A. Salvatore wrote about Driss that was kind of in the Demon Wars universe. And the Demon Wars universe is, it's not within that whole Wizards of the Coast universe. This is the world that R.A. Salvatore created, which is, the world's name is Corona. and I never read any of the Demon Wars because when I was reading books, at one point, you know, cause it had the word demon in there, I couldn't read it, you know. Oh, the things of old history of Jay's life. They go back away. But anyway, so I'm doing a little research. I'm not trying to get too ahead of myself because I had this thing of I can start too many books and I won't finish any. So I'm enjoying the collection of stories because they're short stories. So basically I'm flipping between short stories of that and then I'm reading the chapters of Alex Cross, which are very short chapters. Mm-hmm. And so it works out pretty well, and I'm really enjoying both and everything. So I think we're going to hop on into a little bit of food because we have a whole lot to talk about.
We do?
I think. I don't know. Let's see. Really.
The fridge is not prepared.
It just seems like we have a lot to talk about because I put all the items that we got in our CSA box.
I was like, man, that's a mighty long list.
It's not that bad.
Okay.
All. So,
okay.
And we get our community supported agriculture box every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
And this week we got, last week, butternut squash, sweet potatoes, spring mix, which is okay. It tastes different.
You didn't like the spring
mix? It was okay. It had a weird, it had a grass taste.
Because it's, oh man, it was so good. That spring mix salad is what I usually get at Humana.
Well, you can have the rest.
Okay. Because it has some bitter leaves in there.
I don't like bitter.
I know you want sweet because your mom put sugar in all of your vegetables when y'all were kids.
Not all of them.
For the majority of them, she put sugar in the vegetables so the kids would eat them.
That's not why. Well, we ate them anyway.
Okay, whatever. And we got corn chowder was our soup that we got. And we got a ear of popping corn, which Renee got to experience last night, and she didn't know that some places they would dry the corn out and you take the husk and you kind of turn it like that.
And then I was taking the kernels off and Jay was laughing at me.
Because she was throwing the kernels all over the place. And we got green onions, broccoli, and we got colored peppers. Just racist.
That's racist.
I had
colored peppers.
I had some colored peppers last night though. And they were yummy.
So, Jay had eggs for dinner last night.
Yeah.
So it was a good box. This week we're getting potatoes.
Your potatoes. I think smash them.
I think we're getting spring mix again. Oh my god, the sweet potatoes that we got this week were amazing, and they weren't red in the middle or orange.
Right, because Renee's so used to having this non-farm stuff. I just can't wait till we get our garden going.
Yeah,
and everything, and then when you pull out the vegetables, you're like, this is not like the vegetables I get at the store.
That's what I said. I was like, these don't look right. These look different.
And you cut it up and you taste, you like, it tastes like sweet potatoes.
Yeah, I was like, it tastes like it even tastes better than a regular sweet potato.
Right, right.
And the squash was good. And we put Splenda and cinnamon on it.
Yep, I wanted some butter so bad on mine.
But we skipped
butter. We skipped it.
We're being good.
And then on Saturday, because it was raining so much, we decided to drum roll. Oh man, we ordered a pizza.
Oh, and you all might say big deal. I just had pizza last night,
right?
But we had pizza one other time two other times. One right. time at Nerdtacular, we shared one slice.
No, at Nerdtacular, no, we didn't share one slice.
Oh yeah, we had one slice.
Since Nerdtacular,
that's true.
We had pizza twice. One time was when Demetrius and Daniel came over. Oh. They had a thin crust pizza, and we got a square. It was a little tiny square. And then the second time was when we went to California Pizza Kitchen.
Oh,
and I got pizza, and I'm not sure if you got a bite or not.
I don't think I had a bite.
And then that was the only two times that we've had pizza.
So we ordered Domino's thin crust pizza, and we found out that, you know, it's within our calorie budget.
Right.
The fat's probably not great, but it's still within our calorie budget, and it was amazing. I had a Coke Zero because I got to have soda with Pepsi. Soda with Pepsi.
Yeah, she got to have soda with her Pepsi.
I got to have soda with pizza.
Soda. Yeah.
Soda. So, yeah. So, it might not seem like a lot to you all, but it was a big deal to us.
Yep. So it was extremely delicious. And then we have our week 18 weight loss.
I can't believe 18 weeks.
18 weeks since we started this.
So, Jay, how did you do this past
week? I did horrible.
No, you didn't.
Well, I lost, but I didn't lose, like, big. But I am down 0.4 pounds for a total of 51.6 pounds.
Congratulations.
And Renee.
And I lost 1.2 pounds, which is a little less than I wanted, but still good. And I am at 49.8 pounds.
Right.
0.2 pounds away from 50.
So that was a total of 1.6 pounds, which finally pushed us over our 100 goal for the team. And that goal, so our grand total is 100.4 pounds.
Woo, we made it over 100. Team Valentine.
Celebrate good times. Come on. Da, da, da,
da, da, we should have like things falling from the ceiling.
Celebration. Nah. So for all you people in outside of the U.S., that is officially 45.6 kilos.
Oh, you're so nice to convert for those crazy people.
Yeah, since a lot of our friends outside of America came to see us today, I figure I would go ahead and convert.
That's true.
That.
They're all from outside of this country.
So non-Americans, I guess all of our American friends are probably out politicking.
Okay.
Well, we voted early, so.
Yeah, we already voted.
So we already voted, so we don't give crap, you know, because we already voted.
Yeah, so we already did that. So, of the Frog Pants group, we have the Frog Pants Challenge going on over at Lose It. We have 162 people in the challenge, which is crazy awesome. We had 67 last week, which is awesome. We've lost 852.7 pounds.
Which is 386 kilos.
And that is 5.3 pounds per person.
Yep.
And I don't know what that is in kilos. But so yeah, everybody's doing great. Yep. The group is really encouraging everyone. It's easier when you have someone there to, you know, talk through things.
Right.
You can share your frustrations.
Right.
What's a stone? The Aussies use stones. I don't know what that
is. Oh, that is right. Hold on for a second.
I am on Google right now.
852 pounds is 60 stones.
Stone? Is it stone or stones with an S?
Stone. And then 100 pounds is 7 stone.
Sheo said, no, we use kg.
Okay, well.
Jeppy was being mean.
Jeppy. Well, I'm on Google anyway, so I can do it. I can do it fast.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Almost said it.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was our food section. Woohoo.
Yep. All right. So, Feisty. Valentine's.
Odds and ends.
Well, Miss Cleo didn't show up today.
Aww.
But
because she was probably out partying.
Yeah, because
it's her birthday.
It is her birthday today. So, Cleo, happy birthday.
Cleo, love you.
Yep. Oh, let me turn this down a little bit.
A little bit. You're trying to drown me out. That's fine.
Oh.
You don't have to turn it off.
There we go.
Turn it down a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to turn it down a little bit.
Turn it up a little.
And then tomorrow's, whose birthday is tomorrow?
Tomorrow's birthday is John Britt's birthday. No, it's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
John Britt's birthday is Wednesday.
From the Tadpool. And then you have a special friend whose birthday is on Saturday.
Yeah, Erica's birthday is on Saturday.
And also on Saturday, we have Zeke the Squirrel.
Ooh.
Yep. So, yeah, that's a show. You can reach us by email if you would like to sometime. The email address is thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast.
And if you want to call us, call me.
Holla.
You can call us at 415-758-2278. That's 415-75-VCAST. And if you want to see our lovely faces, our videos can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast.
Right, right.
If you want to tweet Jay, his Twitter feed is The Cowboy, T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Yep. All right. So we do have an email. And we have an email here from Miss Trumpet.
Yay.
And she said, "Hi, Valentines. I have decided this week to write you an email right after watching your latest episode, because otherwise I forget and then I feel bad when I see that a new episode is out. I just wanted to tell you guys how amazing your weight loss journey is. So proud of you and happy for you. I was glad to hear you had such a great time with the housewarming party. I wish I could have been there. Renee?
Yes.
Are you planning on reading the Sword and Laser book? Book club book this month?
I was thinking yes, but now it's that we'll see depending on how my work goes. I really want to.
She's forgotten what it's called.
That's okay, I can find it.
She says she's about in the middle of Cloud Atlas as we speak. So I will have to finish it quickly if I'm going to be on time with the next one. Kisses and hugs from me. Thanks Strumpet.
Mwah.
And we got a voicemail here from the Blue Cross of California. The dude's name is Eric. They're looking for Eric or something. No,
that'd be funny if you played that. Yep. Yes, I'm looking for Eric.
What, like
we're
this?
Blue Cross.
Here we go.
No.
Hello, this is Blue Shield of California. Calling for Lillian Kayak.
Lillian Kayak.
Lillian Kayak. That sounds like a big name if I ever heard one.
Do we have a Lillian Kayak in the audience? Oh,
Lillian
we don't.
Kayak. Do we have a Lillian Kayak? Well, no? All right.
They need for you to call because they keep calling our line. So.
All right, guys. It was fun.
Thank you,
bye,
chat room.
Everyone.
Thank you, Asheo, Bronco, El Jeppy, Pierre. Thanks for hanging out with us. I also saw Demon Slayer out there as well. So thanks for hanging out with us today. And I'm going to turn this music up and then we'll have a little after show party. Son, you could talk or something
you
like that.
You may speak now. See,
you may speak now.
You almost got it.
Aw. It wasn't my stop button.
Oh, you're right. It is crazy kind of hot in here now.
I told you it was
now,
hot.
Now, but back then it was.